Nolte, film execs finally concede James Bond is male. By John Nolte on January 16, 2020. The executives in charge of the James Bond franchise have conceded that James Bond is male and that they are not particularly interested in taking a male character and having a woman play it. The duo in charge of Bond are Barbara Broccoli and her half-brother Michael G. Wilson. Both received the franchise from their father, the legendary Albert Cubby Broccoli. He originated the Bond series, starting with Dr. No in 1962, and saw it through to his death in 1996 at age 87. Barbara and Wilson are not just trust fund kids. Through her father's Eon Productions, Barbara started out as an assistant director on 1983's Octopussy, worked her way to associate producer, and then a full-fledged producer, starting with GoldenEye in 1995. Wilson's history reaches back to an executive producer for 1979's Moonraker. He's also a credited screenwriter on 5 Bond films, including 2 of the best, For Your Eyes Only, 1981, and License to Kill, 1989. For all our complaints about the franchise, both deserve credit for keeping a near 60-year-old property, not just alive, but very profitable. No one's ever come close to accomplishing that, and the duo have also bucked the trend of the children of founders failing to live up to the old man. The good news today is that after flirting with the idea of casting a woman as Bond, Broccoli and Wilson have stepped back from the brink of woke and announced the obvious: James Bond is a guy. Via Variety. There are certain things the duo appears open to considering, and other conversations that are non-starters, when it comes to selecting the next Bond. He can be of any color, but he is male, says Broccoli. I believe we should be creating new characters for women, strong female characters. I'm not particularly interested in taking a male character and having a woman play it. I think women are far more interesting than that. This was crucial for them to say out loud for a couple of reasons. 1. There's a rumor 007 will be a woman in the upcoming No Time to Kill. April, which is a terrible idea, a betrayal. And yet another patronizing and spellbreaking act of woke affirmative action. 2. The overrated Daniel Craig's time is up. After 5 films, including 2 of the worst in the franchise, Spectre and Quantum of Suck, the 51-year-old is hanging up his License to Kill. So it's time to find a new Bond, and the idea Bond's gender, and by extension his essence, could be switched is not only preposterous, it would doom the franchise. My guess is that after watching the hilarious demise of other gender-swapping franchises, Ghostbusters, Men in Black, Terminator, etc., they realize just how awful of an idea this is. Bond is a man. Bond is heterosexual. Bond is masculine. Bond is English. Period. As far as race, as I've always said, Idris Elba would make a fantastic James Bond. As long as all the above criteria are met, I don't care if Bond is purple. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.